This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The southbound lanes of I-25 have reopened between Castle Rock and Larkspur. The Colorado State Patrol says the closure was due to a radioactive piece of equipment that fell off a truck near the Toma Road exit. That's exit 174. The stretch of highway was closed from about noon and caused delays. Air Force leaders testified in front of the House Armed Services Committee today, but if Colorado Springs Representative Doug Lamborn hoped for support on keeping Space Command headquarters in Colorado, he didn't get it. When he asked General Jay Raymond, the Chief of Space Operations for Space Force, if being near Colorado's other important space assets would help its mission, Raymond noted Space Command is currently split between two locations.
So there's ways to do this without being physically co-located. Obviously, being co-located helps that you can go visit more routinely, but you can do it in multiple ways.
Colorado lawmakers are hoping the upcoming release of two government reports will show the basing decision was flawed and that the Biden administration should reconsider moving Space Command to Alabama. Sports betting in Colorado was up nearly 15% in March over the previous month. Officials attribute the rise in wagers to both professional and college basketball, which held its annual NCAA tournaments last month. In total, bettors waged more than $500 million on sports in March, and the state collected more than $1.3 million in taxes on them. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 76 degrees and breezy under mostly cloudy skies. In Denver, it's 71 degrees and mostly cloudy with a slight chance for afternoon showers. This is CPR News and KRCC.